Are you happy to answer another question?
Was there one more? I think one more on a similar topic.
One more, and it's to do with mediumship.
Oh, yes.
Again, what is it and how does it work?
Okay. Well, mediumship is one of the many words that are used to describe communication and working for spirit.
Yes.
So, channeling is another.
Yes.
Healing is another. Trance is another, and so on and so on. I do get a little bit sad when we talk about things like psychic art, which aren't psychic at all, they're spiritual. And I do wish it was called spiritual art, because after all, it's us giving you the picture.
Indeed.
Mediumship, in a nutshell, is the act of being a conduit for communication from the spiritual plane.
Okay.
Spiritual plane being that where spirit exists, and that where you started your journey of existence.
Yes.
Which I always laugh about you calling it the afterlife, because actually it's where you started. But we won't split hairs. So mediumship works as a messenger conduit, like a telephone system. It can go into deeper journeys when actually you are a physical vehicle or vessel for communication, as I am doing so now with my channel.
Yes.
So it works alongside psychic, but it's very distinctly different.
Yes.
Okay. So you can be mediumship and work with the clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. You can be inspirationally speaking. You can be automatically writing. You can be doing spiritual artwork.
Yes. Okay.
You can also be doing as a healer. This is another form of mediumship. It's just another word for it, because the end result is what dictates what it is called.
Yes.
But all healers are mediums, because they are all allowing the flow of something from spirit. In this case, it's healing energy rather than words. But I would argue that words are equally as healing. So it's both.
Yes.
So it's about being a passage through which that energy can flow, whether it's in energetic form, spoken form, written form, or drawn.
Okay. Does every individual have the ability to learn how to be a medium?
Well, unlike being psychic, which is an innate ability, mediumship tends not to be so innate. Though you are all spirit at your core, that's who you are a spiritual being.
Yes.
That part of you often gets too shut off to connect to mediumship.
Okay.
But as the soul evolves, so that connection becomes more of a viability. And then it becomes more obvious. So there are a lot of souls who exist on the physical plane now who have the ability to be mediums, who simply haven't connected with it.
Okay.
Then there are those who come down with the intention of actually working at that level, because in past lives they've already got to that point where their spirit recognizes that they are spirit and therefore we exist.
Okay.
So it isn't as innate and as natural as psychic ability, but it's still within your chemistry, if you like, that it's there when you're ready.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's been a very interesting conversation with you. Thank you very much for answering the questions that I've asked. Thank you for coming.
Good. Okay. On that note, I say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And God bless.
Thank you.